Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh and good morning. Mr. Vice President, Honorable Ministers, Excellency, Distinguished Guests, Ladies and Gentlemen. On behalf of Brunei Darussalam delegation, we would like to express our deepest sympathy to the victims of the recent attack in Manchester, United Kingdom, and our heartfelt condolences to the victims and family who have been affected. Our sincere appreciation to Dr. Margaret Chan for her great leadership in the WHO and her contribution to the global health for the last 10 years. And congratulations to Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus for the position as the new Director General of WHO. We are confident that you can continue the good work that Dr. Chan has done over the years. The health sector continues to play a major role in improving the health status of a population across the world. The extent of its contribution, however, is contingent upon other factors which also interplay to the differing degrees in the different contexts. These include the wider social and cultural determinants of the health and that influence of other sectors' policies. It is with this in mind that Brunei Darussalam welcomes the overarching framework of sustainable development and its aspiration which drive forward the comprehensive and holistic approach to improving population health and well-being. This approach takes into account the interplay of and the engagement between the health system, other relevant sectors and the wider community. The whole of society approach to health is in line with the Brunei Darussalam's vision 2035. The Ministry of Health has identified three strategic priorities for the coming years, inculcating the health for everyone business agenda, prevent and control non-communicable disease NCDs, and delivering excellent services. Our intention is to empower individuals and communities to take responsibility for their own health. Although challenging, multi-sectoral collaboration is needed in order to develop significant behavioral change at the population level. Allow me to share with this assembly one example of this kind of multi-sectoral approach. In October 2016, the collaboration of seven different government agencies brought to fruition a weekly car-free Sunday initiative, first in our capital Bandar Seri Begawan, and more recently in all the main towns in Brunei. This initiative has nudged individuals to walk, cycle, and experience what our street could have been when towns into an urban park. Our evaluation has shown positive benefits of this initiative in improvement in the level of physical activities of the participants and also in the socio-economic area such as employment, entrepreneurship and social capital. These factors have allowed the full and active engagement of all relevant sectors towards its sustainability. A win-win approach for different sectors should be used as an entry point for driving multi-sectoral action that would benefit health of the population. In order to embed this way of working throughout the system, Brunei Darussalam has established a high-level multi-sectoral task force for health, comprising the most senior civil servant from different ministries. The task force provides strategic direction, coordinate policies, and determine appropriate resource utilization to meet health outcomes. Over the next 5 years, the multi-sectoral action will focus on achievement of three key themes. Firstly, improving Brunei healthy food environment, developing active community, giving every child the best start in life, and reducing smoking. Ladies and gentlemen, we believe that addressing these focus areas can help prevent and reduce the prevalence of NCDs among the population. Having good health will help to contribute the development and sustainability of not only the financial situation of the individual, the productivity and social economic status, but also the country. A healthy, educated society in the capital, human capital investment, which would lead to the productive nation. We are all well aware that many of our today's health issues, especially the burden of NCDs, have environmental and behavioral causes. Our real challenge is to shift from just knowing about the risk to the most urgent one, that is taking upon action towards healthy lifestyle behavior. Introducing behavioral insight can be a cost-effective approach that can lead to a better health outcome. The ease, attractive, social, and timely ease framework can be applied in developing policy that and thus making behavior change more likely to happen. These are many opportunities where we can have simple policy to make practical and workable changes in our order to improve health and hence will help reduce the prevalence of NCDs, for example, in the workplace and school setting. Ladies and gentlemen, we remain committed to delivering this game to plan to advance health and the well-being of the people of Brunei. We recognize that the health sector cannot achieve this working in isolation. Significant system-wide changes and a paradigm shift in the way of working are vital. We have made the critical step, but are aware of the challenges that lie ahead. At the end of the day, our purpose is clear, and we believe that our action will bear fruit. Brunei Darussalam joined the global community in implementing the vision of health and its place in sustainable development. Thank you, Mr.